Hello. Sorry about that big musical pause there as I share this show out onto Twitter. That's probably the easiest place for me to share directly to. I share the replays on other podcasting platforms, as well as like YouTube. I share the replays on YouTube sometimes. I think I might have unchecked that. Part of that is because YouTube has those adult policies, so I'm a little bit, you know, slow on the share with that. My name is, I'm sorry, I can't read and talk or do anything. I just have to focus on one thing at a time. That's the kind of person I am. I'm old enough to know better. Can you hear the sound of my voice? It's morning and I'm not quite finished my coffee yet, so I still have a little bit of a sleepy sound. I ask you to forgive me. This is Iswellen Writes Grown-Up Stories, Stories for Grown-Ups. I am talking with erotic audio artist and English gentleman today. His work is, audio work is extremely, very much so, not safe for work. But it's, I'm trying to think, Ipsy. I was going to say something that I'm trying to word it because I want to word it correctly. I don't want to, he has different kinds of, I mean, he's not locked into one thing is what, so varied kind of work. You can find him on YouTube and Twitter and lots of different podcasting. You can tell it's morning. Good morning, good morning, good morning. It's time to rise and shine. You can tell that I'm still a little bit dragging lag. My mental capacity hasn't caught up with me yet. He has work on many different social media platforms. So you want to check out his Twitter profile because he has something. It's not a link tree. It's something else. But he has something plugged in there with different ways that you can reach him. If you have requests, I'm sure that he would take requests. Most audio artists do. Or if you want to collaborate. Today, he's going to read some work from my friend Working Hands. Hands is a writer and poetry and fiction. And he's recorded some of Hands' poetry, and that you can find that on YouTube, I believe. And he has is going to read two of Hands' short little kind of pieces today. So I hope that you check him out. Now, before he gets here, though, I just wanted to chat. I did a podcast yesterday, last night-ish. It was Six Sheets Official. They are a BDSM podcast. They are kind of growing. They've added a young lady to their lineup to give a different perspective on some things. They are constantly talking new topics and rehashing old topics. And they're a fun kind of friends from childhood to listen to. Their back and forth is funny. It makes me laugh. They know you're the third wheel, though, I have to tell you, because they know each other so well. If you don't kind of know them pretty well too, but it's still, you get to listen in and get to hear their journey, their experience. You get to hear Andrew's knowledge on a subject. Andrew used to work in a an adult store. And he got knowledgeable about all different kinds of things because he was, you know, selling the wares and people would come in. And it must have been a good store, because if you can go into a store and you feel comfortable going up to the counter and asking questions, it makes it a safe space. You don't feel threatened by the things around you. As a woman, I know that there can be that, you have this movie image dynamic of what an adult store looks like that no woman would ever sit her foot into unless she was really desperate. But it must have been a decent store. It's from my hometown in Portland. These guys are, so we know all the same landmarks. And it was a fun and hilarious conversation. They asked me, I think we got through one question. the difference between erotica and romance. And I did admit I'm a little bit of a snob. I'm just going to out myself and apologize. I would never want to insult anybody. But yes, when it I'm not a snob. It doesn't mean I'm better. It just means that the definitions and matter because you're getting a different product between the two things. And I don't mind being labeled erotic romance, but if you called my work erotica, it takes away all my world building because it's fantasy, dystopian, set in a whole different world. It takes away all my character building because it's pages and pages of who the character was and who the characters become and who the characters become as a couple. And because it's a different, there are different keynotes that you're hitting between the two kinds of work. Erotica can be powerful and moving, and it can have, it can absolutely and should have a story and a and characterizations to it. But there's differences, and you're dealing with different audience. So, yeah, I'm a bit of a stickler. Words matter. Definitions matter. They, like if in the BDSM community, when you say dominant, it means different things to different people. And so clarifying what that means, and submissive, same thing. You should take the time to do that when you're having a conversation with somebody. And there are other words that are like that, that, you know, that have different meanings to different people. And since storytelling and conversations is so important to me, sometimes we'll be talking and we'll throw out words and the other person is hearing something different because those words have culturally changed or it has a connotation within their own personal worldview that impacts the meanings of those words. And it's always good to take time to slow down and find out, are you hearing what I'm saying? Are we saying the same things? I have a relative who I love, but she's a wonderful woman, but her words mean different than mine, and we have a lot of trouble communicating. So while I'm waiting for an English gentleman to call in, he said he'd be a little bit late, which is fine. I want to just do a self plug. I'm doing some contests this month. There's a Facebook group contest that I will be doing and kind of party. You come into the Facebook group that I share with another author, and we're going to be doing a reading sleepover where people will have their own book from their own TBR pile, and you can share it with the group. I want to know all the best parts. I want to know why you picked that book. I want to hear your progress in the book. And I also want to know, do you have a special place you like to read? Come on. I mean, we will, if the book is good, you'll read that sucker all over the house, right? I had a connotation there that I'm not going to share. If the book is good, you'll read it everywhere, at work, at home, in the bathroom, you know, wherever you are. But you have a favorite place you really like to snuggle in and read. Is it a chair? Is it a couch, a window seat? Or is it your bed? Or is it outside, a swing? I mean, so I want to see pictures of people's reading spaces. I want to know, okay, I can't be the only one who likes to snack when I write, which is not massively healthy, but about an hour in, unless I'm reading at night, I like to snack. Do you have a favorite reading snack? If you do, I mean, I want to get to know your habits. How do you read? What do you wear? If you don't have to go anywhere that weekend, are your pants optional? Or do you have family who keeps interrupting you all the time? Do you have strategies for keeping family out? I did. You know, there's a reason why mom is spending 3 hours in the bathroom. So I'm having that party on Facebook. Then I'm having a party in a Goodreads group. And I need to get around to making some advertising for that. There will also be a giveaway for that. to share Omegaverse books, and I'm hoping other authors who write the genre I write will come and collaborate with me. The group will be, the party will last kind of long. There'll be a giveaway at the end of it. Lots of books. Authors will be giving away copies of their books. So if you've never read Omegaverse, or you're curious, or there's a book you want to read but haven't yet, you might enter. It's a small group. Lots of chances to win. The same thing with the Facebook group. Small group, lots of chances to win. I know for sure that I'm giving away an anthology that I have a story in, and that I will be giving away probably a candle. That was a big one. Lots of people liked candles. You know, they liked the idea of having these. I was at the bookstore the other day. There were literary candles, and oh my gosh, the smell combinations were wonderful. I'm like, I wanted it in a perfume or a cologne or something I could just rub all over. I like smells. So they were just amazing smells. So I thought, hey, I could get this candle. And I know it's a little expensive to sell, but let me tell you, my book sales have been good. And, you know, not fantastic. I'm not like traveling the world yet, but I'm so thankful for the people who interact with me and who put up with me and who wait on my words and who listen and who give me feedback, to my readers, that I just love giving back. It's like Christmas for me, giving gifts to people for Christmas. And I wish I could give something to everybody. I can't. So I have these little giveaways. So, I get the opportunity to give back just a little bit, and I love doing that. Is it open to international? There will be, I haven't posted this yet, but I will in the group. There, international can enter and will get a consolation prize. I will send it just depends. I can send a letter or a card or stickers. The stickers are so cool. They have book covers on them, my book covers and my publisher's book covers on them. And they're awesome. I love them. And so I can send those to the winner. In fact, I can send those to everybody who participates, which is, you know, I love giving back, and those stickers are awesome. And I have a ton of stamps for some reason. There's a good chance I'll do that. So English guy, if you come into the room, sometimes people, when you come into Podbean, you get to, just like everything else in life, make a new account. I feel like there should be more memes around that. Memes about that, because it feels like you need a password or a new account for everything. And so you come into Podbean, you make a new account, and I can't always tell who people are by their account name. Sometimes your account name is based on your email. Sometimes you pick anonymous. People do different things. Brown Eyed Girl, I see you. You had to make a new account. Exactly. So I can't always see who's here. I don't know who's here. So if he's here, I need you to call in. in fact, I should type that. He said he'd be a little late, which is fine. He's this is the middle. He's over in England, obviously, and this is his working day. I'm going to type. I can't type and talk at the same time. So I have... I'm going to repost for the other podcast, the host that I interviewed yesterday. That was a live stream, so you probably didn't catch that, but I'll be posting that. That was a fun chat. There's this great little BDSM podcast that you guys should go listen to and make requests of them and interact with them. They want to hear from you. And yes, that's exactly what you should do. Listen to me be all mother, mommy, you know, go play with your neighbors. No, I'm sorry. More coffee. The other thing is, I'm talking with a great writer tonight. I don't want to say the name wrong. Is it E.J. Frost? I've read the books. Did I not share this out? I did share it out. Tell me I shared this out, because it just disappeared. Something disappeared off my screen when I clicked. clicked. Is it there? It did. I shared it out. I'm going to be talking with an author who has several books out tonight. She's got releasing the second book in her DDLG series. She has fantasy. She has science fiction. She's a great writer. She's kind of an indie writer, but she has some books under her belt. I'll be talking to her and she'll be reading from her book. I'm going to ask about the market. I'm going to ask about her journey. I'm going to ask about, you know, how the challenges facing indie authors. I'm going to ask about the challenges just facing her in general, you know, your journey challenge, your writing challenges. So that's tonight. Then tomorrow I get to talk to a wonderful, oh, there he is. You're calling in. Perfect. Hello.
Hello.
Oh, great sound. Wow. That's wonderful.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Well, it's actually evening, afternoon here.
I know. I'm sorry. I still have morning voice. I've been awake-ish since six. But yeah, I very much have morning voice. So how's it? I know you don't have a lot of time, so I just want to jump into this really quick. I don't know if I can out your name. Do you want me to call you an English gentleman the whole time you're here? Or do you want to tell the audience a name I can use?
You can call me whatever you want.
Okay.
James is fine.
Okay, James. So you do erotic audio. The first question I want to ask is how you got into that. I would love for you to share. That's really hard on Twitter to share in what, 280 characters, how I did this. So I'd love for you to share that journey.
Well, I've done a couple of Ask Me Anything sort of sessions, and that was actually one of the questions was how did I get into it. And it's I'm a Catholic boy, so being a naughty Catholic,
very naughty.
Can I just say something? Can I just say thanks for everyone who's come on, because I know there's a couple of people online that are joined, and they do follow me, and it's really nice for them to do that. So a little star of hope. Hello. there's a couple of people that I can see.
That's wonderful.
A good Catholic boy I was.
How good a Catholic boy? I mean, were you an altar boy? I mean, were you helping? I had an
actually,
altar boy.
Yes, I was. I was. And I also was in the choir as well. But I wasn't really lucky with girls at school, to be honest. I was not an odd one out, but not an odd strange person. But I just... It's difficult to explain. So I went to a Catholic school where the majority of people were Irish, you know, Irish descent. And it was I'm not a completely white person. I'm sort of a real mix. So for me, I kind of didn't stand out. I did stand out, but not in that kind of way. So I tend to prove myself and try and fit in by playing sport. I was really good at sport. Can you still hear me? I was really good at sports. So I tried to fit in that way. But I didn't have much luck with girls. So I was kind of like just concentrating my sport. I was good with my hands. I used to do church stuff, go to church every Sunday. I went to confession a couple of times. Really fancied the nuns and that sort of thing. Which is quite naughty, really. Hello, Siri 33. How are you? I had naughty thoughts, but that was about it. But when I was sort of growing up in my late teens, early 20s, I really loved phone sex. And there's something about a voice that would really turn me on. That's quite a few years ago. And I suppose that's always been there. Voices really do it for me, you know. It's not oh
my goodness. The first time I heard erotic audio, I was trying to describe it and I couldn't, you know, because it's a little bit, it's a whole different thing, the way you perform it, the way you interact with your audience. And I thought exactly the same thing. I was trying to tell my audience because, you know, I had not heard anything. I didn't know it existed. And I came across it and I had to, I'm like, it's kind of like phone sex.
did you say you came across it, did you?
Okay. Came across it. Yes. Ha ha. No, I had not. It was on, Literotica. I was looking for audios on Literotica and I was thinking authors were reading their work and I clicked on some readings and I thought, oh no, that's not what they're doing. that's not what this is. This is different.
No, I know.
And so that was my introduction. It was shocking to me. It was not necessarily, well, shocking in a titillating way because I was not expecting that in any way, shape, or form. So yes. So go yes. on. So anyways, you kind of like the fun sex and the voice thing.
Yeah, I love that. And then I sort of, I came across Pornhub where there was some guys on there. They're really good and they got a great following. And I thought, wow, this is really good. Maybe I should start doing something like this. So I've done a couple of things. One of it was like a meditation thing. And then I thought, let me do something a bit more risque. And I did. And then I did actually do an audio visual, which I won't go into too much detail. I've done one audio visual. Two I've done, which takes it to the next step. But I was on Pornhub and someone said to me, have you gone to GWA? And I thought, what's that? Because I've always wanted to know where these sort of people lived because they're all sort of all over the place. But then then I found Reddit and I thought, this is where they live. This is where it all happens. So I started putting a few things on there and people really liked it. I thought, okay, I hate the sound of my own voice, to be honest. But people are saying, you've got a really nice voice. And I suppose I listen to other people, other guys, and I think, God, they've got a really deep, deep, husky voice. And I think, I wish I was like that. But I have my own sort of unique technique, I suppose, and my own kind of voice, which people do apparently like. So it's gone from there, really. And I did actually put something up about 9 months ago, 10 months ago, and I thought, but then when COVID kicked in, I thought, let me try and do little like projects and put some more stuff up, and I did. And it was very improvised, scripted stuff. I don't know if I get on with scripted stuff. I don't know if it's because the writers are expecting it to be in a certain way that they're not expecting to me to do it that way.
That was what I was going to ask. I mean, the difference, there is a difference between scripted and as well as the kind of more improv stuff. So you prefer the improv, just doing your own. So how do you prepare for that? If you're going to do...
I don't.
Do you have an idea in your head, you know, a scenario?
So I've just done a recent one and it was like a fireman rescuing a cat, a lady's cat. And I thought, oh, okay, that could work. And I thought, and a lot of it is improv. And I went, excuse me, miss, I hear you have a problem with your pussy in the bush. she said to me, I have a problem with my pussy in my bush. And I went, what do you mean? And she goes, I have a problem with my pussy in the bush. And obviously bush means a private part here in the UK. I don't know if you know that. And I'm like, you have a problem with your cat in the hedge. I see. I can help you out. So I try to put a little bit of comic into it, you know, the jokey side of it. And then we get into the sort of like sexual side and that's sort of just all improv, to be honest. That's it. I just get an idea and then it just flows from there. And, you know, I do edit it a little bit because you can't just do it ad hoc without a couple of things that don't really work. But, yeah, that's how I do it.
That's neat. That's cool. I'm watching the time. I'm conscious you have to go back to work. And I really...
No, I'm fine.
Are you?
I don't tell them. I told them I had a doctor's appointment, but don't tell them.
I'm sorry. I've never had anybody do that to come on the podcast before.
Yeah,
I'm so honored that you lied at work.
Oh, well, no, man. I haven't, Dr. Iso. I haven't lied, Doctor. I'm just been examined by yourself, aren't I? Really, but rather than physically, I'm being examined verbally, right?
And look, so you have all the nurses in the audience, and they're all going to ready to come in and make sure that you know they're going to give you the. You got to put on the gown and put it so that that back is facing open, and we're going to walk down the hall.
But the problem is, I'm not in the hall at the moment, so I can't really do that. Dear. I could get done for indecent exposure. So
there
you go.
Oh, good. Okay, good. Then I'm going to let you go on. I wanted to. So the difference between scripted and your. Do you have a drama background? I mean, is there some creative background that would lead you to be able to? Most people cannot just ad lib or just, you know, get an idea and then go from there without any kind of planning.
I do have like double meanings. When I say something sometimes and people don't get me, you know, when I'm at the grocery store and I'm talking to the lady at the till and she'll scan it and it doesn't scan, I say, well, that's free, is it? Let's go with the free one. And I tend to be quite a happy person to myself. And a lot of my stuff has double meaning. Like, you know, I hear you have a problem with your pussy in the bush. So I tend to have double meanings or different sayings. So it kind of makes it fun. And that's just me, really. And that's just probably my upbringing, I suppose. You know.
Some people are more quick with the wit than others, and that's a talent too. I mean, I'm very much not. I can write poetry at the drop of a dime, but I have to have I have to type it out or write it out with my hand. I can't speak it the way I can write it, and so you know, that's really neat. I have always admired people who can just think fast on their feet and talk fast, and who are, you know.
I do that, but when I put things down in writing, I just can't get it out, and that's what I love to do, because I do come from a sort of marketing sort of newspaper background, and I can't put things down in writing, but it comes out of my mouth. That's it.
Sometimes I love that. That's neat.
It can be a good thing, it can be a bad thing, and sometimes people don't get me, but when I smile, people go, oh, he's joking. Because as I've said before, a smile costs you nothing, you know, and it could just make someone's face light up. So yes. So that's how I get away with it, with my naughty streak.
With your naughty streak, you just smile and just smile.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you take commissions, or do you, since you don't, I mean, if somebody came to you and said, could you do one like this, or suggestions?
I'd like to do that. I haven't really had much. A couple of people have said, oh, do you want to read my script? And I say, oh, yeah, I can do that. And then they'll come back and say, oh, it wasn't quite how I expected it. And maybe it's because my style is more ad hoc than reading the script. Commission-wise, I mean, I don't know how that would work. Because obviously if it's a commission, they might have a script, or they might just say, oh, just do that for me, you know.
Well, sometimes I know with erotic audio especially, there are, for women, keywords. They don't need the whole script, but they want specific words or a specific type of scenario.
I have done that. So can I just do some one thing? Hello, Brian and girl, hello. Little star, hi. So I'm just saying hello, a few people are sitting.
No, I love that.
yes,
we do. It's... We do. Sometimes we need the good girl throw it in.
No, I don't do that. I can say, I've done baby girl, you know.
Well, still, you know, that's one of those key words, either or.
Another one is there is good girl, but no one's like, come. And I've done that a couple of times, and oh my god, when I say come for me, and then they just that they go, I've heard people go, oh my god, And they would say, someone actually said to me, they've come three times literally within 5 minutes.
Oh my, that must be quite the compliment.
It is.
It's not just that. That is right there. That is the uniqueness of the erotic audio. I mean, for people who like voices and respond to voices, you know, who was I talking? Alexa. It was Alexa. Is it Alexa AVO? We talked a little bit about porn and stuff and how for women, they turn the mics down on the men's. And on Pornhub or on videos, they'll turn the mics down on the men so you can't hear the men, what they're saying, how they're anything, and they turn it up for the women. And women who watch it, they don't want to hear the women. They want to hear the men. Mm-hmm. I have a girlfriend who, she'll be cruising on Pornhub and she'll be like, oh my gosh, you need to hear this voice. And she'll be like, can you have him on the show? It'll be some really big, you know, producer. He would come on. He's got his own thing. She's like, yes, but I want to hear him say. And I'm like, because women, the audio is it completes the story in a lot of ways. So the power of the audio is a whole different thing. And so it doesn't surprise me that you've had, you know, some of it is your voice, your style, your way of doing it. It must be a huge compliment, but some of it is just the nature of the connection. I know a lot of people, I've met a lot of people in erotic audio now who I kind of know a little bit personally, and I can't listen to their audios anymore because I can't, you know, I can't share that intimacy with them anymore because it just feels wrong. Like Quincy came in and no, I'm sorry, Quincy. I just can't. he's my friend. And if he would probably enjoy that, but I would not. So, for me, it's that intimate. It's that close. It's that real. It's the nature of the beast. I'd feel like I was cheating, you know, or messing around with my best friend or something. And that's a line for me.
Well, I'm really disappointed now because you're telling me this is the last time you're going to listen to one of my videos.
I'm sorry. It's just a line for me. It's some women are, you know, you've got people here who listen to you and they love you. So that it's not going to be a line for them though. You're good.
Look, seriously, it's so nice that people love my voice. And when I get really nice comments or people say, oh, can I just tell you one thing about severe constructive criticism? That's fine. You know, but I mean, I love it.
How important is the feedback? I mean,
very important.
You can give yourself a plug for the feedback because that's something you want to, you know, meet the need.
there is that. Then also that helps me to improve either the scenarios or do I swear a lot more? Because the thing is, it's funny because there are a lot of American followers that love an English accent. You know,
it's a thing, and
Canadians, I suppose the only people don't really like it are English people because it's always in their face, I suppose. Yeah, and Canadians, I didn't forget about you, Siri 33. There's that thing, you know. I get quite attracted by English accents, you know, not all of them because some of them aren't attractive, but there are some English accents that are really sexy, really sexy.
Do you have a favorite one? What's the favorite? What's your favorite English accent?
Oh,
I know those are very, yeah, out yourself now. We want to know. What part of
who's online? Can I see who's online? So I don't upset anyone. No, I can't do that, can I? I would say it's really difficult. A posh English accent's quite sexy.
Talking dirty to you or just the English accent?
In general, the posh, hello, how are you? that's quite sexy. And then you sometimes a Mancunian accent. Or a Scouser. All right, calm down. That sort of accent. I don't know if you probably, you know, like the Beatles, you know, where they're from, Liverpool. Uh-huh. Hey, calm down. The real hardcore Scouser accent or the Manchester accent. It's so sexy. The Geordie accent, "Why, hey, man," you know, that is a great accent. You know, well, there are different types of accents or dialects around the country that is so sexy.
Do you do different?
This is the thing, right? Like, people tell me what you think. I can do different accents, right? And I haven't done it yet. And I was also thinking of doing a boy girl as well. So it's like, hi, gorgeous, hey, hi, thank you. How are you? So I don't know if that would actually work as a female or a guy, or actually doing an accent, like a Scouse accent or Mancunian accent or a Geordie accent, like, you know, or an Irish accent. So I actually phoned up my mum once and I pretended to be the Irish vicar, saying, "Hello there, it's Father John here from the local church. I've not seen you in confession recently. I think you need to come down. They've seen you for about 5 years.
What did your mom... did she?
I had a guy for about 20 minutes.
You had him for about 20 minutes?
Yeah. Until my dad realised that's not the Irish preacher.
Dad?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
That's James.
Oh, that's wonderful. I love that. That takes skills. That takes skills to be able to try.
Yeah, and try not to laugh at the same
time. You only
done
it once? You need to do it all the time.
No, because... I've done it loads of times. I've done it loads of times, seriously, yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Oh, well, listen, I rang up someone once and I pretended to be like an Indian guy from the call centre from India. Hello there. I'm calling from BT. I understand you have a problem with your lines. I can fix them for you.
To your parents? Oh my God.
No, yeah, well, to friends, you know. So,
I mean, it's really humiliating when somebody you know really well calls you up and fools you for 20 minutes for an accent.
I do get called a few things. And I've been to the Caribbean and I start talking to the locals in a Caribbean accent. "Ya man, what's up, man?" And then I start calling out, "Batty boy, ya batty boy." And then they go, "What?" You know what batty boy means, you know, that's quite offensive. But I tend to get away with it. So I just smile and say, "You're right, batty boy."
I'm terrible. So what's next? I mean, where would you like to take the audios? I mean, do you just want to kind of grow your audience? Obviously, everybody wants to grow their audience, connect with more people. But what would be your next year? What would be your dream place of, connecting with people? What would you have?
Well, I'd love to get a following.
Yeah, you have a following. It's not huge, but they're loyal. They've all.
Yeah, they are. I mean, some of these guys out there at the moment, they've got like thousands and thousands of followers, and I think, wow, they're doing amazing. And I've got my wonderful 100 that are out there, which is still really, really good because I appreciate all the feedback and, you know, and the comments I get from them. It's quite flattering, you know. To be honest, it's quite flattering for all the lovely comments that come back to me. I'd love to do some kind of audio work, you know. I have done a collaboration, actually. I've done a collaboration with, and I haven't put it up yet, with Hispanic. So oh. I'm the English teacher, and they're like, "Hello, sir. Bien." And they're "No, I blame this." So, no, but I actually got, this is one of my followers. I said, "Oh, it would be really good if we could do like a collaboration." And we've done it, and it is it's quite good, actually. So I'm going to post that one up. Mm.
That's really neat. And did you plan, how did that work? How does collaborating with somebody work? I mean, especially if you're unscripted.
Well, unscripted. So I done my unscripted bit, and then I sent her my unscripted bit, and then I said, "Right, try putting these words in." So she'd done her words, and then she sent her my clip, and then I just put it, combined it together.
Oh, so you
just edited it, yeah.
You edited it together, and what do you use for your editing software?
I actually use iMovie.
Oh, that works.
Because I'm on Soundgasm, but I'm also on YouTube. So on YouTube, I normally have a picture on there, and then I just edit the audio within that.
And then put it in. Yeah, I've done that before too. That's neat. That's really cool. The collaboration. I'm going to you'll have to tag me when you get that one up. That's kind of neat. So you want to would you do more of those if it's popular?
I've done another one as well with an English girl. And I'm going through that at the moment. She has got a really sexy voice. And I said to her, do you want to collaborate? She goes, no, not really. I went, can I take on your audios and start chopping it up? So I've done that and I added my bits to it. So I need to finish off that one as well. But the problem with that is, I think what you said before, a couple of people said to me, I don't want to listen to the girl. I want to listen to you. But then I had another one actually. Someone actually messaged me last night and said, I want to listen to one of your audios with my boyfriend. And I went, oh, do you? I said, how about I instruct you both what to do? And she went, oh, that's really naughty. So it's like having a threesome, but directed, but verbally, not physically. So that could be a good one. So you ladies out there, if you've got a partner and you're feeling quite adventurous, tell me what you like and I'll tell you exactly what to do.
That's a unique. I've not heard that. That I could see where people would be. It's very naughty, but I could see the appeal. And I guess I don't know. That's a whole new niche. You might have. I've not ever heard anything like that where somebody was like the third one in the room instructing them. And there are so many angles you could take that. There are some people who they if they wanted to be. If they were punished or if they were capped. Mm. Oh, wow. There are so many ways you could.
Very, very bad girl.
Yes.
Your husband needs to punish you now. Bend over now. Right. Three of the best, please.
Oh, yeah. There would be so many ways you could deal with that. So, so you just made some sound effects. Now, people usually want to know, is it all real? Are you doing your own stunts or are you faking your stunts?
I actually do come.
You do? Okay. So everybody's different. And I've had some people say, no, I'm fake. It's, people aren't really doing that. They're faking it. I'm like, yeah, I don't think so. She's like, no, I don't think so.
I love it. I absolutely love phone sex, and that's quite bad, really.
So you just the whole what is the no faking, please? Yes, exactly. That matters to women. It's part of the intimacy, I think, of the moment of getting to come into your life and hear how you. I think it was you I retweeted. You know who? Someone had. You had retweeted somebody else how the woman in the post was saying, we want to hear you moan. And it's true. It's like before, like I said, we want to hear the men, the audio. It's a feedback thing. It's a feedback loop. Mm. It's like, well, do you like being here? Do you like doing this? We want to know, you know. There's some women who don't mind forcing men, but a lot of women, it at least for me, it makes them feel more attractive. To get a response from the guy. If the guy is stoic and non-responsive, it's like having a conversation with a brick wall. That is never fun. And so you add that into sex.
Well, on my Patreon, I offer like a personalized audio.
Oh, there you go. That's wonderful.
And then you go to the top level where I do an audio visual.
So why don't you explain your Patreon. Just give a shout out to what your Patreon is.
I haven't really concentrated on that much. I have got a couple of people that subscribe to it because they really like my voice. And one of them wanted to see a lot more of me and hear a lot more of me. So she's gone for $10 a month, actually. She's paying me, which is amazing. And she actually gets a live Skype with me, watching me and listening to me.
So is that something you would do? I mean, is that
without my face showing? Yeah, of course. Yeah, absolutely. Is that naughty?
Well, that's interesting. No, yeah, that's interesting. Yeah, no, I'm not going to be.
I wasn't that's asking you. Sorry.
No, I know. I just, you know, I'm just clutching my pearls here. I, yeah, a little bit.
I still want you to listen to my audios after.
You're the good English, you know, the good Catholic boy. You have left that behind. I am still holding very much on to my, I'm trying to let it go, but it's so neat to talk to people. And so you're going to read today, but is that something I know that, oh, their comfort audios and different audios, just having somebody read to you is really comforting and relaxing. Is that something you would continue to do? I thought it.
Excuse me. Someone said to me once, right, you could read the ingredients of a biscuit packet and it still sounds sexy. And she signed up to my Patreon. So it's my other person signed up to my Patreon. And I went, really? So what I done was I took a packet of rich tea biscuits. You know what those are? So they're really nice biscuits to go with, you dip them in your tea. That's what English people do. And I started reading off the ingredients and there's a really sexy voice. And I posted it up and I went, there you go. What do you think? She went, oh, that's amazing. Just ingredients of a biscuit packet. So I thought, okay, she's...
That's wonderful.
I'll read anything. So some people think that my voice is really, really nice and soothing, especially when they want to go to sleep. So I like to read things if it helps people. I love the naughty side of it. And some people will just listen to my voice because they love it. But some people listen to my voice because they want to get off on it, which is great. I don't mind that. I don't mind either.
Well, no, you wouldn't be doing the erotic audios if you mind.
Exactly.
Okay. I would love for you to go ahead and read the pieces from Hans. I know he's really excited to hear them read.
As I say, I don't think I'm good at reading scripts and reading them, but let's do it. Let's do it. Because I'm more of an improv guy, which... it's bizarre, really. But yeah, let me do that. Excuse me 1 second.
You're probably better at it than you. we'll ask the audience when you're done.
My gosh. No pressure, right? No pressure.
No pressure at all.
No pressure. Right.
Oh, I know they'll love it. Go ahead.
How many people have we got online at the moment?
There are 8 people online at the moment.
I don't think I know any of them, so I'll be fine. No, I do actually.
You know some of them. They're all in your feed.
I saw 855, but I've taken that something else. No, it's 8. That's good. So it's only 8. 8's my lucky number, actually, so that's fine.
Yes, right. There are 8 people.
You ready? Right, okay. Here we go. Infatuated. He was infatuated. He sighed as he woke up from another dream of her and turned onto his back. The dog that was pressed against his legs grunted softly at the moment. He stared into the dark with the half-awake memories of the dream still floating like mist in his mind. The notification light on his phone flashed softly in the dark. He groaned as sore muscles protested the movement as he pulled himself to lean against the headboard. The screen flashed far too bright for his night-adjusted eyes as he flipped it on. Squinting, he scrolled through his messages. Work, work, updates, her. Wait, what? His fingers shakingly, slightly as he opened the message. She had sent him something whilst he was asleep. Load, faster! Bloody phone, load! He could almost imagine her cheerful, soft voice as he read, good morning, or should I say, good morning, my lovely. Just sending you a smile to wake up to. She had posed herself in a black lacy lingerie number and looking up at the camera, the gentle curves of her hips, chest, lips, drew his eyes to follow. Her smile was coy, a sexy little smirk that said, "I'm ridiculously hot, and I know it." He saved it to his phone and scrolled down. "Oh, you little minx," he thought as he read. "Now that you're up, I want you to use those big, strong hands of yours." The picture that followed was a jar of pickles with a sticky note that said, "Stuck lid." He grinned in the dark and chuckled. Then he noticed the reflection in the jar. He looked closer, enlarging the image and zooming in. It was slightly distorted by the glass, but there she was in all her glory. Fuck me. She was kneeling topless, lifting her breasts from below like an offering. Oh, fuck. She was such a tease. Clever, funny, and crazy sexy all in one picture. She had definitely sent him a smile, but it was him that was smiling. Next was a series of shots. She was now in a corset and heels, crawling closer to the camera with each picture. He bit his lip as he watched her wide eyes looking into his soul. From picture to picture, he could almost see the sway of her hips as she came closer and closer. The last shot was just her lips, slightly parted and wet. Her mouth was relaxed, falling open as if she was about to, ooh, oh my. He groaned in frustration. What a wonderful and beautiful way to wake up, he thought. Then he woke up. He could feel he was still smiling from the dream. He turned his head and looked to his phone on the nightstand. Oh, fuck, no messages. He sighed softly, and he was infatuated.
Ta-da! Okay, what do you guys think? There's another piece. Should he read more? I mean, are you done? They're like, yay, more. Yeah, I thought that was the answer.
Was that okay?
No, that was good. I know Hans is going to love that. No, it was really good. And that's a unique piece. It's really uniquely written. And so it's not necessarily the most easy thing to read out loud. You've got the actions and then the thoughts and then what's happening on the phone. That's always kind of hard to make clear. I thought you did a great job. Look, everybody's look. More lovely, more please. You were so good. Thank you.
Thank you. A lot of people know I'm nervous. This is the first time I've done something like this, so it's quite nervous.
You're doing really well. Just take it. You're doing great. What do you mean nervous?
Yeah. You see when I'm confident. God.
I don't know if I can take it when you're confident. Oh, no. Just turn it down. Okay. You would stay nervous. That's good. That works for me.
Yeah. So I did add a few words in there. Like I said to Hans, can I just change a couple of things? He goes, yeah, fine. So I stuck in the fuck me bit because I think fuck me in an English accent, I think people love that. Fuck me, you know, this sort of thing, you know. And things like that. So, and oh, bloody hell, you know, things like that is very English. So I put that in there as well, just to Britishize it and make it mine and just tweaked it a little bit. But I love that because I said sorry to interrupt you. I love this one over the other one. The other one was longer and I thought, I don't think I could do a long one. My audio is normally 5 minutes and then I've come. So I thought if I do the shorter one, that'd be better, but it's very relevant because a lot of people these days can't see loved ones or boyfriends or girlfriends or bits on the side because of COVID. They're always on their phone waiting for a message to cheer them up. So I thought this was very apt on that side of things, really. A lot of us are using our phones a lot, you know, since gain comfort, confidence, you know, companionship as well. And I think that's why I've done a lot more audios because when I found out people really liked my audios, enjoyed it, I thought, let me do some more. You know, because people are at home, they can't work or been out of a job, they want something to take their mind off things. And someone was really stressed the other day, couldn't get to sleep. And I said, how about listening to one of my non-sexual audios? And she listened to it and she went, oh my God, I went to sleep straight away. And I thought, is that because I'm boring? Was it because it made you
No, it's not. It has no. It's not. There's something in some voices. If you're reading or if you're it's soothing and it's safe, isn't it? Just makes you feel safe and like you're not alone. And that can be really relaxing to just know that, you know, to hear that it's so much better than waves or, you know, birds or rain or whatever. I'd much rather listen to a real person.
Yeah, that's so true.
Do you want to read the other one?
Oh my God, you're really putting me on the spot. I haven't even
it's up to you. You don't have to, but I mean, they asked for more. I don't want to, you know, I want to give you every opportunity.
When they listen to my sexual ones, they're always asking me for more.
They're just so
greedy. Yes.
Oh, they're not greedy.
Okay, let me give it a go.
Okay.
I haven't read this one at all, right? And I must say, I'm not really good at reading. So bear with me. You might just want to shut your eyes and just... fall asleep.
Get used to the pressure, sweetie. Comes
with it. Oh my God, really?
Yeah, you're not getting a break. You better read it now.
Jeez, so demanding. And this is about an hour long. No, it's not.
It's about, no, it's it look, not.
It looks like an hour long. Right, oh, okay, no. Here we go. Now, it's really weird, right? Because when I read out that first one, you couldn't hear a pin drop. It was crazy. You were really listening, weren't you?
Yes, I was listening. Thought I would have listened now.
So it's another world. So this hasn't been Jamesified. This is the raw material from the talented man himself. We do appreciate the long ones. What does that mean?
That means that women always want more. If you, these little 5-minute audios are killers. I wish I could make every erotic audio artist never do them. They are killers. They are evil.
Hang on. Are you telling me that size doesn't matter?
No, yeah, no, size matters. These little 5-minute ones are just never enough. They are very frustrating, right? See, everybody's agreeing with me. We need at least, even 15 minutes is not going to do it. 20 minutes, 25 minutes, at least.
God.
At maybe the I very just minimum.
I'm going to have to combine my audios, my 5-minute ones.
I concur, no teasing.
It's to make you come back for more.
I'm very surprised. I know it's very, that isn't that the truth? I know. I've talked to other, you know, when I have talked to a few other guests, they're like, nah, you know, you could just listen to the next one. No, it's not the same. It's a whole new rhythm. It's different. And you got to get your head in a different place. It's not the same. What, one story, just 25 minutes long. Okay. I'll get off my soapbox, but they agree. So, you know, I'm not alone in this. We're going to storm the castle and demand longer.
am I the only guy in this room?
No. Well, if Quincy's still here, Quincy also does.
Quincy's there.
Yeah,
so my good friend. Does Quincy does 5 minutes or does he do a bit longer? 10?
He needs to make more content is what Quincy, but I can't listen to it, so I don't know. He might be at work though. Quincy might be at work and just listening on his headphones and might not be able to reply. But it's mostly women who agree with me. So we don't need to hear from Quincy anyways. If you want to go ahead and read.
Okay then, let's go. Right. Gentleman 4. Tell me a story, she says, watching me with her liquid gaze. All right, little flower, I say with a smile. What kind of story would you like? Something romantic and naughty? She says as she hides her blush under her blanket, her eyes peeking out from under the covers. I chuckle and agree. I never could deny her. Once upon a time, you see, all great stories must start with once upon a time, but they never say what time it was. Strange, no? Well, I will not be falling for any such foolishness, and this story is all about time. Once upon a time, as the long days of summer were coming to a close, in a house made with love but filled with winter's chill, lived a goddess of summer. She worked hard tending to the needs of the house she loved, cleaning and fixing things that needed fixing. She cooked delicious food. What kind of food? My flower asked. Shh, don't interrupt. But she cooked a lot of different things. Winter liked meat, so she cooked that for him. But she was a goddess of summer and would eat only the bounty of harvest. Now be quiet and let me finish my story, or I will not bend you over my knee later, I said with a grin and a chuckle. Now where was I? Ah, the house. Summer did not have that bad life with Winter, but you see, she was not happy, for Winter was cold and did not fill her with warmth and desire that a goddess of summer needed. But this story is not about Winter. For as the seasons changed, Summer found a gift upon her doorstep, a warm scarf meant to comfort her and shield her from the winter's chill. She knew who it was from there was a note attached from the poem, which a rather bowdy ending. It was far from... I'm getting my tongue twisted. I do apologise.
It's okay. It's cute.
Summer set her eyes forward and followed the path to where she knew Thor would be. Just as she guessed, she could see him sitting quietly and waiting amongst the trees of red and gold. Thor had not noticed her approach, so lost in thought he was. Summer felt for her heart quickened and she hid herself, pressing her back against the rough bark of a tree. She knew Thor loved her, but she was a goddess of summer and her blood was heat. She wanted him to desire her. Her fingers slipped beneath the straps of her sundress of flowers and let fall the leaves beneath her feet. With steady steps, she approached Thor, wearing nothing but a scarf that felt so good against her skin. Gentleman Thor looked up where he heard the crunch of footfalls upon the path that led him. His eyes widened. There was Summer, whom he loved dearly, who never dared hope would return that love. Standing before him in nothing but his gift, Summer spoke of her need and feelings for him, opening her heart in ways she never dreamed she could. She spoke of her pain, her loneliness and grief, and Thor loved her. She spoke of frustration and fear, and Thor loved her. She spoke of hope and dreams, and Thor kissed her. They made love beneath the shadows of the falling leaves, Summer burning hot and Thor the cool warmth that filled her. Summer's body was passion and flame, but just as her season would always give way to his, Thor pressed her down. He held her firmly. Summer could smell the clove and spiced apples upon the breath as chilled teeth nipped at her tanned skin. She surrendered to Thor, giving herself completely into his love as she cried out her pleasure. The warm rain of July fell between her thighs as Thor caressed her full breasts. Thor held Summer close, the friction of skin and skin, the beauty melody of gasping lust, fading into the leaves of the trees as Thor took that Summer had given and returned it with acceptance of love. Barely said, they spent their day like that, wrapped in one another, first before the sun and then under the stars. I looked down at my flower as I felt her shudder. Her eyes were squeezed tight. I could see her hand moving beneath the blanket, her mouth slightly open, her lips glistening with moisture. Naughty little minx, I said, as I placed my erection against those full lips and felt her tongue draw me greedily into her mouth. She moaned, her hand moving faster as she sensually slid her tongue across my head and my cock and tightening her lips around me. I pulled back the blanket, exposing her body. Her legs were spread wide, her hips grinding against the palm of her hand as her fingers worked frantically in and out of her pussy. She was exquisite. I reached down and twisted her nipple between my fingers. Her cry of pleasure was muffled as she stuck harder and faster. Her eyes opened and found me. I could see the pleasure of need shining in their depths. She squeezed her legs together around her hand, her whole body beginning to shake. I growled my satisfaction, one hand on her breast and the other on her hair as I pumped my cum into her waiting mouth. Her body went rigid and I felt the long deep moan vibrate around me as she came with a droplet of pearl liquid spilling from the corner of her mouth. I smiled as we lay together in bed relaxing in the afterglow. She looked up at me, and as I admired her beauty, I could see the scarf in tones of red, brown and gold hung with care across her headboard of our bed. Oh my gosh. I don't know how that was. I had a hiccup in the middle. I don't know why.
You know, listeners are a lot less critical than you think. It was very much enjoyed. And you did a great job, especially as a cold reading. See, look at the comments. Check your comments out.
Thank you. Thank you.
It was quite a joy. And I know that's a different thing for you. So you did really well. You were up for the challenge.
I love a good challenge. Yeah.
I'm going to have to let you go. If I do the podcast, I mean, I could go on for 2 hours, but the problem is, and then it takes so long to get this downloaded so that I can reshare it out.
And, hang on. You wanted longer. You said, they all said they wanted longer.
No, they did. No, it was wonderful, but we've been on for about an hour. So that fantastic. Now we have an hour. See, an hour is a good amount of time. If you could do and manage an hour-long audio, I think that would go over really well.
Are you trying to kill me? Thank you, Quincy. Thank you, Sari. Thank you.
Oh, you are here, Quincy. Thank you.
Thank you, Amy Crush. Thank you, Bernard Girl.
Don't know. Ladies, what do you think? An hour? Would you? I mean, come on. Yeah, no. At least 20 minutes. Five is just not dead.
You don't know, some guys only last 20 seconds, let alone 20 minutes.
I know, but look, you don't have to come for the whole hour, you know.
My God.
You could even come in the first 15 minutes and then just spend the rest of the time talking.
Really, ladies? Is that right?
Yes, really? Dirty talk. Oh, are you kidding me? Please.
Thank you, Quincy. Thank you. Quincy's with me on this.
You don't have to. It's not about you. Okay.
Oh, no. I know. I know where you're coming from. Sometimes I ramble frapping and dirty talk. Yeah. Love that. I love that. But I like to get enjoyment out of it as well. I mean, probably what will happen is, though, after sort of 5 minutes when I've had my fun, I'll fall asleep.
Oh.
That's what happens, isn't it? So.
No, you can't do that. No, you can't do that. Although I have a friend, my friend Zane. I was on the phone with him once, and he fell asleep and he started to snore, and it was he did. And so it was so cute that I made him, you know, I begged him to record it. So he did. And it was quite popular, actually. So, you know, in the time of COVID, when people are separated and you're lonely and you're not getting out, I mean, it was a very unique, it was a gift. It was so funny, though. He tagged it. ISO made me do it. She's so mean. But it was wonderful. And it was a really cute. He sounded like a puppy when he snored. So, I mean, it was a cute snore. But
well, I suppose it's quite natural, isn't it, being in a relationship? You know, you have sex and you fall asleep and you snore. So I suppose it's like being like a virtual husband or something like that.
I mean, you could tag it. You never know. It might be something people like. We all have our little things. And the reality of the erotic audio that you can get that is so different and unique and intimate is I don't know, but I do need to let you go. So thank you so much for coming on. I really enjoyed this conversation and your reading. You did a good job. I know it was a cold reading, but you did a great job.
Yeah.
Right.
Thank
Everybody
you very
were
much.
Like, yay.
Thank you. Thanks, everyone. Thanks, everyone, for joining me today. It's been lovely to talk to you.
Oh, all. Yeah. Thank and, you, audience, for popping in. That's wonderful.
And if you're following me on Twitter and you're here, just drop me a message to say hello, and I'll say hello back.
Yeah. And so we want to hear, we want you to post the one that you're doing, the next collaboration, the you and the Spanish.
Oh,
so
yes. We want,
you need I'm to make sure to get that on Twitter and so we can be watching for that.
Si, senorita. Si, si, si.
And now I've got to hear the, and two, I it'd probably be good to do the one, the cat in the bushes too.
Yeah.
Now that you've teased about it, right?
Yeah, I want to put some sound effects on that one, like the siren and, you know, the fireman's hose pipe and stuff
so
like
you've
that.
Been telling us about stuff we don't have access to? You are just cruel.
I'm just a tease. I'm just a tease.
That's awful. Okay, I need to let you go. But thanks so much, James. Have a great day.
Thanks, Luke. Take care, everyone. Take care. Thank you very much.
Bye
now. Bye.
Thank you guys in the chat for coming in and for listening and joining me with my conversation with James. How wonderful that are. You guys are fantastic. You need to come to some more of my live streams. Thank you, James, very much. Your story and how you got into erotic audio was kind of cool. I mean, discovering that you like something and then deciding to try it out and see how it fit you. I've talked to people and everybody comes to it from a different direction, and so I loved hearing your direction and then your how you create your content and yeah, that was fun too. So I just thank you so much. I had a great time. You guys, your story is important. Meeting James, hearing his journey, that is just, I don't know, it may seem like a simple thing, but it's really powerful to me. He's on the other side of the world. He's in, you know, in England, and there are still some experiences there that maybe we can say, yeah, that kind of happened to me. It was a little bit different. And those experiences, that shared story, that builds empathy, that builds community, we find our common ground. And even if it's sexy common ground, it's still common ground. And that is what makes the world a better place to live in. So I see so much value in that, no matter what your story is. And I just thank you, James, for coming on and sharing yours. Thank you, guys. Have a great day. And I'll repost this as soon as I can.